Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. In a story of twin brothers and a strange telepathic bond which lay between them, we find Louis Prevost, a fashionable young man of Paris, deeply in love with Amélie Latouche, a much sought-after young lady who has been frequenting the Parisian salon. He is delighted when she promises to meet him on a terrace at midnight. And he sits out every dance waiting for the witching hour. Meanwhile, on the wild, rugged island of Corsica, another young man, Louis's counterpart in looks, has just been told by one of the retainers of his family, Griffo, that some of the hated Gedici are in the district. Lucien cannot understand why his heart, instead of being full of hate, sings with some unknown joy.
Is this not wonderful news, Lucien? It was only by accident that I discovered what I did.
You have a nose for secrets, Griffo.
Ah, one of the peasants in the lower village gave me the clue. It seems that Dino Gedici and his daughter Marianne traveled to the coast to meet Dino's brother, who has lately come from Italy. Since they are bound for Ajaccio, they have to travel through the pass.
Wonderful. Wonderful, and with the full moon. Lucien, are you not listening? With the full moon, you and Griffo can ambush them with perfect safety and with confidence.
Yes.
I have never seen Marianne, but she is our worst enemy, Lucien. She is as beautiful as a Venus, I believe. It was she who swore openly that she would never rest until we were all dead. All of the Francis.
By all, Mother, you mean your own self?
And you, the only two left. Sometimes I wonder the Gedici do not realize their wish. There are 29 of them, Lucien. 29 against 2.
Ah, but Lucien is worth 30 of them, madame. Has he not a name in Corsica? The finest shot, the most swift of foot, the best forester? Aye, Lucien is worth 30.
Make sure that your musket bullet finds its mark tonight, my son. That is all I ask.
And beware of Marianne. If Lucien is the best shot in Corsica, Marianne is surely the second best. I've heard she is more fierce than her brothers.
And when it comes to beauty, beauty which has helped to furrow the ends of the Gedici right through the south.
You say that the Gedici and his daughter will reach the pass at midnight?
Aye, Lucien. They left the village on the other side of the mountains but an hour ago. If we're to ambush them, we must hasten straight away.
Without any delay, Griffo. I'll belt my cartridge box and my gun on the instant. Oh, what a glorious night. Look outside now. The windows light up as though the sun were out there shining. Now, I won't keep you one moment.
Watch, Lucien. Won't you, Griffo? You're strange tonight.
Lucien, madame? Queer?
Very strange. As a rule, when the Gedici are mentioned, he rages and the blood rushes to his head. But tonight there is something tranquil. Tranquil about him.
You ask me to look to him? Lucien will look to me, madame. Why, if half a dozen of the Gedici came with two that we meet tonight, he'd be equal to them. How much time is there left, madame?
It is now 10:30.
Hello?
Louis, I thought I'd find you out here on the terrace.
You're very unsociable tonight. You know the Marquise has been asking for you. She misses you on the floor.
I can't tread a measure tonight, Pierre. I prefer to wait here on the terrace and think about what I'll say to Amélie when she comes.
Are you sure that she'll be here?
She promised. It gives me hope, Pierre. Why should she meet me out here, away from all the others?
You'd better watch that dour-faced aunt who's chaperoning her. She'll spoil it all.
What I have to say to Amélie will not take long. I'm glad that it'll happen like this, Pierre. All these weeks, the secret has been locked up in my heart. Even if Amélie claps her hands to her ears and tries to breathe to say no more, I'd at least have unburdened the heaviness which lies here. 10:30. An hour and a half.
Why not come and watch the dancing? Why don't you pay your respects to the Marquis?
My thoughts are too far away. Out here with the lights of Paris in the distance and a silver ribbon of the Seine in the moonlight, I feel I'm in Amélie's world. I shall wait until she comes.
And so Louis Prevost waited in the brilliant moonlight for the lovely young girl whom he held above all others in the world. A girl who at this moment danced a measure in the gracious ballroom of the Marquis Santé, cynosure of so many admiring eyes as she moved through the bejeweled gathering in her celestial blue crepe with the silver bands. Meanwhile, this same moon shone on the wild tangle of undergrowth which the Corsicans call the Marquis, a tangle which to the ordinary traveler seemed to be an impenetrable green mess, but which to Lucien de Franchi was a terrain of tracks and shortcuts and treacherous paths. Through the black and silver spaces, underneath the green trees, he and the faithful Griffo urged their horses, sometimes dismounting where the ways were precipitous and steep, other times quickening the pace where the ground was smooth and with no obstacles such as stumps, boulders, and rushing streams to obstruct their way. Lucien, his face serene, his head erect, suddenly turned to Griffo. Why am I so happy tonight?
Sometimes, Lucien, it is said that the unaccountable moments of happiness sometimes bring great sadness. Your gun is loaded.
You are frightened that I might fail tonight?
It would not be wise to underestimate the Gadici. Both Dino and his daughter are deadly shots.
This daughter, Marianne. Have you seen her, Griffo?
Once. Only once. It was fate day in Corte. Had she known it was I, had she known that she passed Griffo, who had served for so many years with the De Franchis, she'd have turned and stabbed me on the spot. Oh, that I'm sure.
What was she doing in Corte?
Well, it was the day of the festival. She and her father, one brother and two uncles all came along. Oh, there was one other. The man to whom she is betrothed.
It will be a mourning for him. Do you realize, Griffo, that the Gadici have killed 18 of our women in the last 100 years? I have never killed a woman before.
To kill her is to kill no woman, Lucien. She has the strength of a man, the fierceness of a beast, I've heard. Ah, look, Lucien. There's the pass, all bathed in moonlight. And there's not a cloud in the sky. This night has been made for you, Lucien. A night that will make history for the De Franchis.
Oh, what a pity it should be like this. A moon that turns this world around us to silver. The deep purple of the past. The sparkling of those turbulent waters which flow through. And yet, we must kill. Kill. It is our destiny.
It is the destiny of most Corsicans. Has not the vendetta raged from one end of Corsica to the other all through the years? We are a warlike people.
Oh, yes, but for the first time I ask myself this question. Why have we made war one against the other instead of uniting and fighting those who come from outside?
Outside is where I prefer to wait, mademoiselle. Here on the terrace.
I did not see you in the ballroom at supper time. I looked among the crowd. You were nowhere to be seen. I would never have come out here except that your friend, Monsieur Godet, came to me. He told me you were waiting.
You do not know what this means, just to be able to talk to you, mademoiselle.
It was such an unusual request, monsieur.
But why unusual?
I hardly know you. Why, I don't think we've even danced together, have we?
I know we haven't, mademoiselle. If we had, perhaps I would have been able to tell you during the dance. What I want to tell you now.
What is it, monsieur?
Mademoiselle, why have you refused to dance with me?
Refused? But, monsieur, I have not refused you. It is just that, well, there are so many.
That's right, so many. And I among those many am not to be noticed. I realize that.
Who said I did not notice you, monsieur?
You mean?
I remember the first time we met. It was in the salon of the Duc de Carine. When we were presented, you spoke not at all.
I was confused. Yes, I remember the night so well. I was confused because I'd seen you for the first time, mademoiselle. The lovely face, the flutter of your hands. My heart beat so rapidly, I could find no words.
You seem to have no trouble now, monsieur.
Emily, even though we hardly know each other, couldn't you guess what's in my heart?
I have known for a long time.
You've known?
Yes, I know the look so well, monsieur. You are not the only one.
Once again, that cry.
But amongst those who admire, you are one, perhaps, who may be favored, monsieur.
Emily.
Louis.
You mean this? Oh, Emily, my love for you is something that I feel I cannot bear. It's torture to be away from you, ecstasy to be near you. I've waited for hours outside your house just to see you come out. I stood in the rain at the opera when I've heard that you're attending. All these things I've done because of my love for you.
I am flattered, monsieur, and touched.
Your face is so beautiful in the moonlight. So soft, like a pale blue mist. Like a beautiful pale blue mist. And your lips.
My lips are yours, monsieur. Oh, it strikes midnight. I should go indoors, monsieur. My aunt, if she sees me thus.
It is midnight by the watch, Lucien.
Eh?
Are your thoughts miles away, monsieur? It is midnight by the watch.
Yes. I think I heard it strike.
Huh? Oh, does the watch strike midnight? Oh, you're dreaming.
Dreaming? Oh, perhaps I was for a moment. I was in another world, a world of fancy and music and lovely buildings.
Listen. Only one horse. I hear only one horse.
Perhaps there's been an accident. Perhaps father and daughter ride together. If so, our task is easier, much easier.
Soon that horse will come round the bend between the trees. If only one rides, Lucien, you must fire the shot for the honor of your family. There is one. One rider only. A woman.
So this is Marianne Gadice.
Quick. Your finger on the trigger. She'll be on us. Quick. If she sees us, this tigress will not hesitate.
No. I cannot. Her face. Her face, Griffel. Like a pale blue mist. Like a beautiful pale blue mist.
The enchantment which has enslaved Louis Prevost has cast its spell on Lucien de Franchi. Will this cost him his life at the hands of Marianne Gadice? You will hear more of this strange enchantment which links the Corsican brothers.